The should ask marketing question number three, SAQ number three, sounds like this. How can I stand out from the crowd and be seen to be quite different to my competitors? You know, I remember reading a book by Jack Trout. Now, Jack Trout is an international marketing expert. I guess you'd call him a guru. His book was called Differentiate or Die. It's an interesting title, isn't it? Very succinct, very piercing. And here's what I discovered by reading this very small book. Unless you stand out from the crowd, head and shoulders above the crowd, unless you are seen to be quite different to your competitors, you know what will happen? You'll be scrabbling amongst the leftovers of the market for your clients. The era that we're about to enter in financial services right now is going to be a killer era of competition. Unless you have something that's very different, unless you're seen to be unique, unless you have what we call in sales and marketing the unique proposition for your business, the USP, you're going to suffer. Now, the USP is even more important in marketing than it is in the normal selling process. Unless your USP can be expressed in a single phrase or a single sentence, it's simply not going to be clear enough to the listening market. As you start to develop your own unique selling proposition, your USP, here's one thing you have to remember. Marketing and selling are not the same things. Marketing is the phase of activities that must come before selling. And that means before you ever engage with a client face to face or one on one, before you've even met with them. What that means is your USP can have nothing to do with the following things. It can't be about your empathy and ability to develop personal relationships one on one. That's not the point that we're talking about today. That's not where your USP must commence. Nor can it be about your higher levels of integrity. It's too early for that. You haven't even met with them yet for them to judge that. Nor can it be about your higher qualifications. By 2012, you won't stand out even with a high qualification as far as the clients are concerned. You might do as far as your peer group's concerned, but you know what? We're not interested in your peer group. We're interested in the target market. So higher qualifications won't hack it when it comes to developing a USP. When you consider what I've said so far, there's something else that must be clear to you by now. This is not about you being better than. This is about you being different to. This is about you being quite unusual in the minds and the hearts of your prospective clients, your target market. In order to do this, you're going to have to obey some fundamental rules and principles of marketing. And the beauty about that is you've already learned a number of them. You see, when we discussed niche markets and how to develop that in the previous SAQ videos, that was a fundamental principle that will help you be different, unique, to your target market. So you already understand that first set of principles. The fact is, when you've developed with accuracy your niche market, when you've understood what bothers that niche market, when you've articulated those problems back to them in a way that nobody else has done so clearly, and when you've found a way to communicate efficiently with that target market and be where they are, then frankly, what you've done is what 95% of advisors in this country have never done. So you're already ahead of the game. You already stand out head and shoulders above the crowd. In order to help you further with this, let's take an example outside of financial services. In fact, let's go to the fast food industry. Let's go to the pizza area of the fast food industry, and let's have a look at a fascinating, unique selling proposition described in one single phrase or sentence. Ready for this? It regards Domino's pizzas. They developed a beautiful phrase, and I'm going to quote them. Ready? Open quotes. Fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less. Guaranteed. Close quotes. To me, that is a phrase of sheer marketing genius. Can you see what Domino's Pizza did? They looked at the target market and what really bothered that target market. What was its problem? And the problem was cold pizza delivered too late to enjoy. And they took that problem and reversed it until they had pizza that was hot, pizza that was fresh, and pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less. And then they sidelined their competitors by adding one final factor, the guarantee. All of that fresh, hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less was guaranteed. That whole package was the way they leapt by millions of dollars ahead of their competitors. It was a beautiful marketing ploy. Let's examine what the Domino's pizza exercise teaches us. When you've identified a target market, when you've looked at that target market's problems, what really bothers and annoys and frustrates them, when you've then developed a solution which is very tangible, very specific, measurable, and then when you back it up with a guarantee, or when you've done all those things, you are way ahead of your competitors. You're way above them in standing out from the crowd. I'm now going to surprise you by asking you not to watch the next SAQ video until you've taken time out, and I mean serious time out, maybe half a day or a whole day, to consider your unique selling proposition, your differentiation, what makes you different, not better than, but different to your competitors. Now, think about what happened to Domino's Pizzas. That exercise to them was worth millions and millions of dollars. Surely it would make a difference to your life if you did the same thing and came out with an equally valuable result, a differentiation, a unique selling proposition for you and your business. I guarantee when you do that, it will be worth a lot of money to you. And after you've done that, and not until you've done that, I look forward to seeing you at the next video.